Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We don't have a ton of time here, and I want to get right to it with Dave Sullivan, who's the vice president at the International Association of Machinists. Let's take it and get another shot at it. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Listen, you know, we actually talked to Paul Schott from CT Insider at 750, who's covering Pratt & Whitney, as well as potential issues labor-wise at Electric Boat. You know, we've talked about some of the terms of what's been offered, a little bit of an opening, extending of the window on pensions, around 10%. Wage increase over the term of 3 years, some increases to 401k, the same job guarantees they had, I think, in the last contract. What do you want that you don't have right now?
Well, I think it's important to note that when we talk about contract negotiations, that our two committees from our two locals, they're elected by the membership, and they have clear direction on what is important to the membership. We do surveys, and we get it out there so we know what our members want. So we're not going in there negotiating for ourselves. It's on behalf of our members. So what was identified the most was income security was on the top of the list, job security and retirement security. So when we go into negotiations, we bring all these things forward. We talk about it. I think now you're finding more and more people are trying to plan for the future. And these are really important things to us. And when we talk about job security, we do have some like letters of agreement that we have between the parties, and they were on the table for discussion, and we never wrapped up with those and looking at dates for job security to keep make sure our people continue to work at Pratt, make sure we continue to bring work to Pratt, and we thought that was a big one. Now, when you talk about retirement security, you know, they want to freeze the pension. Well, a lot of people really, you know, they've been working their whole lives. They want this pension. They want a defined benefit. When we talk about 401ks and everyone tries to paint a picture that, you know, go to 401ks, you know, you're going to make $1 million before you retire. And if you look at your 401k today, you're not thinking that. So if you were planning on retiring this year, you're probably second guessing with all the money you've lost, the way the markets go. And that's no way for our people to plan for their future. When they have to depend on the market and what people in New York do with the stock market. So,
but you saying you want to fully fully restore the pension and because it's set to, it's good night at anyway, right? I mean, for everyone who's been new hires, they don't get a pension. It's 401k. You want to bring it back?
Well, they're freezing the pension now for the people that were already there. So the multiplier will never change again. And essentially freezing the people that did have the pension and then telling them, well, we'll give you money into your 401k. Well, people don't buy into the money into your 401k. So they never fully negotiated that all the way through. You know, we have more demands on that. You know, we also, you know, our relationship there is important. You know, we've lobbied for Pratt Whitney to keep work in Connecticut, and that's why it's so important to the communities in Connecticut. You know, if we can keep the work there, we lobby to keep the work there, our communities do better, our people do better. When Pratt Whitney makes, you know, more money, you know, they make it, they take it. When we make more money, we spend it in the communities, and I think that's important.
Right.
That, you know, our people are the community, they're in the community, there's 3,000 people there. that give back to that community, and that's what we want to do. Everybody wants to do a little bit better, and wages haven't kept up over the long term, you know, with the cost of living. So for our members, you know, they want to do better. They want their lives to be improved, you know, this work-life balance that we all talk about now. People want to retire with a pension. They want to know they have a defined benefit there when it's time to retire. Yeah. Like our fathers and our grandfathers and mothers and grandmothers all had that. So,
Dave, if I could interrupt, I'm sorry. We have such little time here. Dave Sullivan, Vice President for the International Association of Machinists. A couple of quick questions for you. Pratt & Whitney's been pretty quiet on this. I mean, is there any plan to go back to the table? And what's the next step?
I think you typically see a little cooling off period for both sides to kind of step back and reflect on what's going on. I mean, our direction's clear. Our proposals were well thought out. I haven't spoke to Pratt yet. I believe the DBR, Jeff Santini, has talked to them. There's no immediate date set to go back to the table. And I think, like I said, typically when we see things like this, there will be like a little cooling down period to kind of, you know, clear our heads a little bit and then get back to the table. I mean, we're ready to go back to the table right now. I mean, there's nothing holding us back.
Okay. So, and then also the workers, you know, like obviously, does the union help with any sort of living expenses? Like, what if this extends beyond a couple weeks and workers are kind of in, you know, need to put food on the table?
Yeah, we have strike checks, strike benefits. We have a lot of different things in place for our members. We have our communications team on site, our legal team on site, ready to go. So I feel like once the strike checks start coming out, that helps a little bit. But of course, it's never enough when you got to put food on the table for your family. So, you know, strike isn't good for anybody, but we have to stand up for what we believe in, and we have to demand better. And I think if President Trump wouldn't have killed the FMCS process, we had a federal mediator that could have really helped in this process, especially near the end. And when we contacted the federal mediator and we just got an email back saying he's on a leave, permanent leave, so we have no federal mediation to step in and try to get the parties together. And it's a service that really, really helps and really worked well, but the Trump administration squashed that, so now we have no federal mediator. So it's going to be a process, but we're ready to work it. We have all the resources, the IAM, are available and on site right now. And we'll do everything we can to back our members and make sure they know that we're there. And we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder with them and support them.
Thank you, Dave. Listen, let's stay in touch. Obviously, as things progress, we appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.